episode 1212, The Tug from the Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that you have had an absolutely wonderful weekend. It has been a whirlwind for me. I'll share some stories with you, but for now, it's The Tug from the Heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head right on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what do you really want in life? Maybe following the tug from the heart will reflect your path better instead of relying on your surrounding influences. The distractions of this world can lead us to some great opportunities, but what are you missing by following what the world says? A lot of us follow that direction, right? We're told you grow up, you go to a certain school, then some of us, we decide to go to college or we go and get our associate's degree or whatever, and then sometimes it takes us to further steps, and we just follow this trend that's expected, these expectations that are set by not necessarily even our parents, but of the world, the society that we're in. My daughter graduated this weekend, and as you know, I'm deep in thought and reflection, and I wasn't really sure how I would feel. Lots of emotions for sure. However, some I'm still wrestling with. However, as we were making the 12-hour trek up north, I never really imagined what it would be like to have a daughter graduate from college. My first concern was giving birth to a healthy child. Later, we found out our firstborn would be a baby girl, Kaylin. Who would have thought that everything I did would lead up to this moment? Like, this is her pinnacle. Yet the journey is far from over. In fact, it's just beginning. But oddly enough, some of us tend to live to a certain point in life saying, this is where we have to get to. And then we call it quits. Yes, I've arrived. But do we really ever arrive? Think about it. Where in your life did you say, oh, I finally got it? Maybe for you, it was marrying the love of your life. Maybe you dated for years in high school through college and you finally got to say, I do. And that was like, whoa, your mountaintop. Maybe it was your dream job. Maybe it was having so many children. Maybe it was starting your business. What has been kind of the pinnacle in your life saying, I've reached it, I've accomplished it, now what? I'm here, now what? Well, it depends on whether you're looking at it from an earthly lens or a heavenly lens. Because if you're looking at it from an earthly lens, then we're taking the assumption that the expectations that were placed on us, the journey that we were supposed to take all throughout our life, we made it to this point and that's as far as you can go. But a heavenly lens, it says differently. Well, I know my daughter's journey has not been as easy and definitely not perfect with every single step she's taken. Some choices were not good and others were fantastic. But one thing we try to instill within her and all of our children is to listen to their hearts. You know, those tugs and pulls that we feel and we can't just like toss them aside. They're too strong. It's not something that we should run away from because you're scared. It's not something to make excuses because you don't know each step you're going to have to take. It's not planned out. You don't have all the control. You want a power in your life that gives you everything that you want. But sometimes that's the one power that you're running away from. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. It's not by the standard set of the world. It's not by having so many cords hanging around your neck or the words written on a diploma. It's not how many children that you've birthed. It's not how many, jobs and great opportunities that you've had. It's not how many businesses that you started and been successful at. No, it's by God's divine power. Did you ever think that the tug from the heart is a message from God? A nudge in one direction or another, good or bad. Maybe it's a closed door, which actually can be an answer to prayer. We don't always think of it that way. Maybe we're in the middle of it, but a closed door can actually be a blessing in disguise. Those little nudges that you feel, do you think it could be a message from God? With graduation happening and all the floods of emotions, I got to tell you, yeah, I was really thinking, is this really what she wants? And she's had a roller coaster and an adventurous life. She's loved her life and she's got a long, long journey ahead of her. But the cool thing is that throughout her journey, she has listened to the tugs on her heart. Sometimes they come easier and other times not so much. And sometimes she misses them and she's had to backtrack. What are you doing with your life? Are you just going through the motions? Are you just getting up every morning and brushing your teeth and washing your hair and getting dressed in the same old thing, even though you don't think it's the same old thing, but you really would like a new outfit, but you're still in it? Wishing things were different? Wishing you had a better life? Kids that actually obeyed you? A husband that maybe still thought you were sexy because now you're 12 years into your marriage and you're not feeling so sexy anymore. All these expectations that we put on ourselves because of what the world says we're supposed to do. And we shut down the red line, the tug from the heart. You know, a mom, me, who's raised one daughter so far from birth, now through college graduation, yes, I made it. Not really. You would think I would feel like she's accomplished a major mission in life. But really, my accomplishment is not in her accomplishments. It's my joy. And it's found in her knowing her heart and listening to the tug from her heart. I don't and won't have all the answers for her. But God will never lead her astray, just as God will never lead you astray. But you have to be willing to listen. You have to listen to those subtle cues. It's not going to come from a lightning bolt. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? Then we wouldn't have to work. We wouldn't have to seek him out, would we? All the reason why we have to listen for the tug from the heart. You got to be willing to listen, be watchful, and look for God winks. Nothing is more satisfying than knowing that you are living out God's design for your life. Are you doing that? Or are you shutting him out? Have you disconnected the red line and said, you know, I'm done. I'm finished. And maybe it's not on purpose. Maybe you've just gotten caught up in the world. What's right in front of you? The immediate gratification, being able to go to a restaurant and order what you want and not have to do anything to get it. Except to write a check and or give them your debit card or whatever and walk out the door. God wants a lot from us. He demands and commands a lot from us. And we have to be willing to do that work. Are you willing to do that work this week, this month, this year? Now, don't jump too far in advance. I mention all of that because I do want you to see an overall picture. However, you need to start with just this week. In fact, better start with today. Taking an internal reflection as to where you are in your life. Have you cut the cord? Are you listening for the tug from the heart? The little God winks, the cues. Because he's knocking saying, I'm here. Today is the beginning of an incredible journey get ready to lock in your GPS system with God, the tug from the heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.